I'm now going to speak to Rob Beale, Managing Partner of Morris Owen. Good to have you back on the show, Rob. Hope you're well.
Yeah, good. Thank you. Yourself?
Yeah, very well. Thank you. So we've still got a month to go just about to the budget, but news in the media is coming to, you know, a bit of a boil, really. So goodness knows what they're going to cover over the next 4 weeks. The big story just before we've spoken is 2p on tax, but 2p off NI. That was what I read yesterday. What are you hearing? What do you think might be in the budget?
I think it's difficult to discern between what speculation is out there and how much is being floated by the government to almost see what the reaction in the press is going to be. Look, fundamentally, we know there's a black hole that needs to be filled, both in terms of actual tax take, but also because of economic factors. That hole looks like it's getting bigger. So you can only say there's going to be tax rises, and the question is, where are they going to be? And as you say, the couple of percentage points on income tax, but with a reduction in the NI, that's been sort of gaining some credence amongst what I'm reading.
Yeah, indeed. I mean, the you said about the black hole, the OBR, Office for Budget Responsibility, if I can say that correctly. I think they're likely to forecast a bigger black hole than was expected, aren't they?
Yes, because basically their projections were based on a certain level of economic growth that just hasn't happened. And as a result of that, I think they recently announced that that led to an additional $8 billion of gap, tax gap. The question I think we've got is how much of it's going to be tax rises and how much is the government actually going to have to say, no, we've got to cut spending.
Yeah. And growth doesn't appear to be coming forth, does it? That's the thing. There doesn't appear to be any obvious sector that's likely to grow, is there? There's been a little bit of discussion about investment in AI and what have you since we last spoke. But do you see a clear idea of where the growth is going to come from?
I don't. And I think the problem that I see, and I keep hearing it again and again and again, was when we had the election 18, 19 months ago, whatever it was, we knew there was going to be a budget. We knew they were going to set out their tax policies, and everyone sat on their hands waiting to see what they were going to do. They then had that budget. Everyone sort of looked at the impact of NI increases, national minimum wage increases, et cetera, thinking at that point, that was it. Labour had done their big tax hit, and therefore you can get on with the world. But all that's happened since then is increased uncertainty and, oh, there's another black hole they've got to fill, and there's more tax rises that are going to come through. And what business hates more than anything else is uncertainty. And as a result of that, I'm talking to people that just sat on their hands saying, well, we'll just see what's in the budget and then we'll make a decision. So almost everything they're doing, if you like, to try and stimulate growth is being negated by the fact that people are saying, if I don't have to make a decision, I'm not.
Well, there we go. Yeah, I think you've summed up the situation very well there. Next time we speak, it will be after the budget. So what is your, appreciate it's a way out at the moment, but what are your predictions? What any ideas as to what we might see in the budget?
I think if you go through the taxes, it would come as no surprise if they did something to income tax and a reduction in national insurance to try and balance it to some degree. But all that does is it's going to hit certain sectors. We're going to see continuing freezing of the thresholds, I think, which again is a tax increasing mechanism. If you look at VAT, there's a lot of talk out there that VAT registration thresholds are going to come down, similar in line with making tax digital thresholds, which will mean a lot of small businesses will fall into the scope of VAT where they hadn't done in the past. Further changes to capital gains tax, further changes to inheritance tax are anticipated. The only one that seems to be gaining some credence is after the last budget, obviously there was the impact on farmers. And there is suggestions, strong suggestions, that that 1 million cap that they were going to introduce may be increased in order to assist with family farms. But I think whichever way you look at it, taxes are only going to go in one direction.
I think you're probably right. Rob Beale, thank you very much for your time.
Thanks.